you met them, became a wrestler here. Can you tell us the preparation of being a wrestler?
A lot of cardio workouts, a lot of physical workouts, because what we do on a daily basis really takes a toll on your body.
All right. So let's see now. So, for people that don't know, a face is a good guy and a heel is a bad guy. What would you describe yourself?
I'm probably the biggest heel you're ever going to see.
What? Really? Why?
Well, just look at me. I'm good looking. I'm arrogant. I'm cocky. Doesn't really matter. Carrying this thing around, I am the best in the state of Alaska at what I do.
Nice. So, who did you have to beat for that?
7 other people a couple of months ago. It was a 7-man tournament, and I destroyed them all.
Nice. So, for these charities, how does it make you feel to give back to the community?
Well, with me, I personally care less. I do what I do for my paycheck. But there are some guys we have, like AK Lightning, 7-6. You know, we just got a lot of guys that are in it for the charity. And from what I hear from them, you know, it makes them feel real good that they're giving back.
So, with your career here at Alaska Pro Wrestling, do you see yourself in a few years going into the big leagues like WWE and TNA?
Well, not TNA at all, but WWE is where I'm shooting for next.
That's horrible. Why not TNA?
Well, in my opinion, TNA has nothing but the old has-beens and washouts that the WWE can't hold on to.
Shameful. So, can you give us your specials, some of your moves?
Oh, it just really depends on what you want to know. If I want to make someone suffer, I'm putting them in the nightmare. If I want it to end quick, I'm hitting them with cold sweat.
So what is a nightmare?
Nightmare is a submission move where I give you a reverse neck breaker, and then I slap my legs behind your head and push down on your neck, giving you intense pain in your shoulders and your neck.
Ew, sounds horrible. What about cold sweat?
Cold sweat is just a modified version of a diamond cutter.
Ew, that's horrible. So, you had August Aggression, August 15th. Can you tell the listeners what it was like? How was it about? What did you feel? You know, can you give us like a little rundown of it?
Well, with me, it's the same thing that I do every day. I go in, you know, I kick backside, I go home. But August Aggression had to have been probably one of the more downsides to my career. This new guy, 7-6, all of a sudden shows up and thinks he's tough squat, and I don't know why he got a title match that night, but for anybody that was there and whoever's listening, I'm still holding on to the belt, and apparently he didn't get what he wanted done.
Huh. Well, oh my goodness, that's crazy. So, do you think he's going to come back for your title match soon?
He can come back all he wants. The result is going to be the same. I'm going to walk out the winner.
Any shows that the fans can be waiting for soon?
September 15th, I believe. We got another one coming up, so come on out.
If they wanted to look for information, where should they go?
AlaskaProWrestling.com.
All right. Anything else you want to say to the fans before we go?
Come out to the show, boo everybody else, cheer for me.
All right, guys, you heard it. Jeremy Pretty Boy Goss, and I'm Tiana Johnson. Back to Max.